Before we tell the history of Bournemouth Blind Society, we thought it would be good to talk about the wider history of blindness itself. Unfortunately, throughout history, being blind was seen by some as a curse or a one-way ticket to poverty. But we know that this was not the case for every blind person. Galileo, medieval Italian astronomer and scientist known for starting the scientific revolution in Europe, is said to have become blind in his 60s. Louis Braille, inventor of Braille writing, became blind in the early 1800s after stabbing himself in the eye. Helen Keller, American author and educator, became deaf and blind after becoming ill as an infant in the late 1800s. She went on to become the first deaf-blind person to achieve a Bachelor of Arts degree and became a world-famous advocate for the disabled. More recently, Stevie Wonder, who was blind as a baby, is still to this day a world-famous musician who had a huge role in the American Motown musical movement. It is interesting to see how the care for the blind and visually impaired changed and developed through the 19th and 20th centuries, and how society has become much more supportive than they were in the 1800s. In the late 1700s, blind people who did not have a lot of money often resorted to begging and were badly treated by society. Edward Rushton, who himself became blind after an illness, noticed how bad the blind were being treated by society and their limited life choices, and decided to open a school for the blind in 1791 so they could receive an education and skills training. The Liverpool School for the Indigent Blind was the first of a new wave of institutions to help aid the blind and give them a better quality of life. This was the first of its kind in England, taking inspiration from one other blind school in Europe, Paris, where Louis Braille attended and worked as a teacher. The skills they were taught included basket weaving, piano tuning, and how to become a music teacher. In 1834, Louis Braille perfected the art of Braille code. He began publishing his system, which included musical notation, in 1829 and continued to develop it for the next 5 years. Since then, the Braille system has made it easier for the blind to become educated and then to become teachers for other blind children and also adults. In 1893, the Elementary Education Blind and Deaf Children Act transferred responsibility for the education of blind and deaf children to local education authorities so that they could receive adapted education with the help of Braille system. The introduction of Braille not only revolutionised education for the blind, but it allowed the blind to communicate with one another without sighted intervention. This gave them more independence and it was a huge step closer to normalising their visual impairment. A community of blind people steadily began to evolve, and the blind began to publish their own stories in the form of memoirs intended to grab the interest of a sighted readership and the world. Slowly, people started to become more aware of the blind and sparked the interest of scientists and doctors who worked to understand the causes of blindness and develop treatments too. Since the late 1700s, it was thought that smallpox was the main cause of blindness, with Edward Jenner developing new vaccinations in 1796. Smallpox was eradicated and blindness as a result was decreasing. The Industrial Revolution of the 1800s brought mass crowdings and poor hygiene, which led to the spread of diseases such as syphilis and gonorrhea. By the late 1800s, the leading cause of blindness was infections, or these diseases in newborn babies. However, in 1881, German physician Karl Kreid discovered that bathing the eyes with a drop of silver nitrate could prevent infection and blindness. This led to the creation of eye drops. This was a huge discovery, and blind institutions were set up across the world to spread knowledge of this treatment. By the start of World War I in 1914, the number of babies becoming blind had halved. In the 1920s, blindness as a result of complications from diabetes was increasing at an alarming rate, and a race was on to find a treatment. In 1922, Canadian Army medic Frederick Banting and medical student Charles Best successfully used insulin to treat diabetes. This, however, did not cure the blindness for diabetes, but it meant that diabetics could live a longer, pain-free life. As diabetics lived longer, more began to lose their sight and a need for blind institution increased. The National Health Service, NHS, started in 1948, and by then the lifespan of society was increasing, and with this came developing issues with sight leading to an increase in blindness. By 1950, cataracts was the leading cause of blindness, with surgery being the only cure for it, and the risks were high. There is a huge number of blind people across the UK, but thanks to blind societies like Bournemouth Blind Society, they were able to make the most of their lives through the work that the society did. Without the society, the blind may still have been as neglected as they were in the 18th century. So now we know the history of blindness in the UK, we can learn how Bournemouth Blind Society helped the blind in Bournemouth and made their lives comfortable and fulfilling.